Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win them only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. CEC targets 300 megawatt solar power generation by 2027. OIV urges Chawama voters to carefully scrutinize candidates ahead of by-election. And in global news, UN urges Rwanda to leave Eastern Congo and extends peacekeeping mission for a year. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Copperbelt Energy Corporation, CEC PLC, says it is on track to achieve more than 300 megawatts of solar power generation by the end of 2027, driven by ongoing investments that are expected to come on stream in 2026. Reflecting on the company's operations and energy investments so far, CEC Chief Financial Mutale Mukuka has revealed that further solar energy projects are currently in development, including the expansion of the Itimpi solar project, set to add around 136 megawatt in 2026. Mr. Mukuka explains in a statement that CEC has taken a significant stride towards sustainable operations with the successful commissioning of the 60 megawatt Itimpi solar photovoltaic power station in Ganaton, Kitwe in 2024, coupled with the 34 megawatt Riverside solar plant, which are both in operation and financed through the utility subsidiary CEC Renewables, $200 million green bond. He added that the power utility is set to announce further solar power projects in 2026 to ensure that the company's target is met by the end of 2027. Mr. Mukuka explains that the group's subsidiary CEC Renewables' primary focus remains that of advancing solar photovoltaic PV and battery storage technologies. Operation Young Vote, OYV, has urged the electorate in Chawama constituency to attend the campaign meetings by candidates contesting the upcoming parliamentary by-election in order to better understand their development plans for the area. OYV Executive Director Gesi Nyorenda has noted that listening to campaign messages will enable voters, particularly the youth, to make informed decisions rather than voting solely based on party affiliation. Mr. Nyorenda says young people make up a large proportion of the electorate in Chawama, making it important for them to identify candidates whose messages focus on development and addressing the challenges faced by the community. He also appealed to young people in Chawama not to allow themselves to be used as instruments of violence by politicians, urging them to report anyone attempting to incite unrest. Chawama constituency is said to go to the pause on January 15, 2026 to elect a new Member of Parliament following the declaration of the seat as vacant by Speaker of the National Assembly, Neri Muti.
It is very imperative and very important that the young people of Chawama should actually turn up to listen to campaigns that different political parties and candidates are offering. The important part of having participated in the campaign is that you listen, you hear what the different candidates and political parties are offering.
Economist Emmanuel Kangwa has joined other stakeholders in calling on government to urgently appoint an Auditor General, warning that without the office being fully constituted, efforts to strengthen governance and grow the economy risk being compromised. Mr. Kangwa, who is also Robert Kapasamakasa Managing Director, says the office of the Auditor General is a critical institution globally and plays an essential role in ensuring accountability in public finance management. He noted that if government intends to confirm the current Auditor General, the process should be concluded by the first quarter of 2026. According to Mr. Kangwa, the absence of a substantive Auditor General weakens financial oversight, especially at local authority and government agency levels, where misapplication of public resources has frequently been highlighted.
As we saw, the local authorities and the other government agencies, usually they misapply resources which are appropriated in the parliament, and the Auditor General is the one which highlights those misapplications. We therefore join fellow Zambians and other corporate entities calling upon the recruitment of the Auditor General, so that the good corporate governance, which is an important component of any government and the companies, to continue portraying governance.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, recorded an unprecedented number of marriage ceremonies yesterday, with 22 couples formalizing their unions. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the Department of Administration has recognized the achievement as a record-breaking milestone since January 1, 2025. Ms. Mwamba explains that notably nearly 10,000 couples have received their marriage certificates under the Marriage Act Cap 50 of the laws of Zambia since January 2025, with December 19, 2025 witnessing the highest number of marriage ceremonies, surpassing the previous record. She says certifying marriages provides legal recognition as well as protection and security to couples, safeguarding their rights and benefits.
Certifying marriages provides legal recognition as well as protection and security to couples, safeguarding their rights and benefits. The Lusaka City Council urges eligible couples to formalize their relationships, emphasizing that marriage registration is both a romantic gesture and a legal requirement.
Government says it is committed to addressing disasters affecting Melenga district in Luapula province, including the cassava brown streak disease. DMMU coordinator Andy Chikula says Melenga continues to face a range of disasters, including prolonged dry spells, floods, deforestation, and crop and livestock diseases. She has cited cassava streak disease as one of the most pressing threats to food security in the district, noting that it has severely affected cassava yields, forcing farmers to cultivate smaller plots and threatening household nutrition and income. Ms. Chukubula explained that climate variability driven by deforestation and environmental degradation has led to erratic rainfall patterns, spring droughts, and heavy rains that damage crops and infrastructure. She was speaking during a dialogue on environmental rights organized by the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, with support from Norwegian Church Aid and Danish Church Aid through their joint country program.
The impacts of the same disasters, it has led to crop retardation and outbreak of pests due to prolonged dry spells, and also crop damage and an increase in crop diseases. One of the crop diseases that I can give an example is the cassava brown streak. It has hit badly in Melenga, where for them to continue farming, they cultivate on a smaller land, unlike previously when they would just cultivate larger land for the same cassava.
Phoenix News, we take a break.
Let's touch this down.
Turn your radios up.
Phoenix FM.
In global news, the UN Security Council has urged Rwanda to withdraw its forces from eastern Congo and extend the UN peacekeeping mission in Congo, known as MONUSCO, for a year as fighting in the region escalated despite a peace deal. The UN's most powerful body has condemned an offensive by the Rwanda-backed M23, demanding that Rwanda stops supporting the rebels and withdraw its troops. The Security Council